truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
The scandal surrounding the criminal activities of Acorn.
Got an official release from four senators on the Baucus
bill. The question here is very serious. So what is it in the atmosphere that allows a
radical fringe element of demonstrators and others begin to attack the president of the United
States? So many of these people are so poor and they are so black.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. And if you missed the last hour, we explained to you very nicely, I would say, how you're being manipulated and how you're being mocked and how you're being used and how you're being laughed at by the people who are pocketing millions, if not billions of dollars at the major media outlets. Now listen, as I said, it sounds like sour grapes, you know, if Phil Hendry were making that kind of money, well, would he be saying anything like that? Well, quite frankly, I hope to make that kind of money doing the show that we're doing right now, which is basically telling you what's really going on. And what's really going on is there's a media war, as we mentioned, and the media war between Fox, CNN, the New York Times, the Chicago, whatever the hell, the Bugle, you know, the Denver Bugle, whatever they call it, all that crap, MSNBC, SMNBC, sadomasochism NBC, all of that bull crap, all of those people trying to hold on to their jobs like they're holding on to their last bowel movement. What they're doing essentially is, obviously they're trying to maximize the profit, but what has that got to do with news? What has that got to do with real news? So what do? They go out and they make themselves a story. You heard that audio from that Values Summit. Am I a Family Research Council values kind of a guy? Probably not. It doesn't have anything to do with ideology. I'm telling you, folks, whether you're left or right, that was MSNBC being told to shut their big fat trap and get out. But it was also Fox being told to shut up and get out. Those people get it. More of that should happen. Do you understand what I'm saying? More of that should happen. When you're not necessarily a guy doing a remote broadcast like the, you know, whatever. Unless you see Lionel out there, then be sure to interrupt his broadcast. I'm kidding, Lionel. You know that I think that you're a wonderful man. No, if you see them attempting to cover a news story, understand they're not really attempting to cover a news story. They're attempting to use that news story to promote their network, which means the truth will be sacrificed. Don't even worry about it, booby. All right, 877-876-PHIL. See, people think they got that figured out. They don't. I talk to people, oh, I know, the media, the big media. No, you don't even know the half of it, Charlie. I look at this Bill O'Reilly, he's full of crap. We know he's full of crap. That's easy. We know Bill's full of crap. We know that...
There is something that I got to tell you now.
You know, that guy's full of crap. We know a lot of... I'm talking about reporting the news. Even though we know that Bill's full of crap, and we know that Rick's full of crap, and we know they're all full of crap, we can't help ourselves, though, can we? It's kind of like saying, I want more bipartisanship. Well, that's baloney, because we all fall back into our little conservative liberal camps when we, you know, when we get cranky, when we don't get enough sleep and we don't get our snack. Then we're conservatives again, we're liberals again, we're progressives again, we're jackasses again. I want more bipartisanship. I got news for you, man. Before you want bipartisanship in Washington, how about we try a little of that stuff on Main Street? What do you think? Well, they should lead. They should lead by example. Well, good luck. You know, Obama tried that, and he almost got crucified for it. Obama said, I want a health care plan. I think I'll give it to the Congress of the United States. You guys work on it. And what did he get for his trouble? Why don't you provide some leadership? Well, I got to explain a little something to you. It has to do with the Constitution of the United States of America. The Congress writes legislation. The president sets policy. But the Congress, well, other presidents have. Really? Do you really think other presidents have? Presidents say, here's what I want in that bill. I want this, I want that, I want something else. You got it? Yeah. Good, Nancy. By the way, your stocking has a rip in it. Yeah, okay. Now take that down there to this, wherever the hell you're from. I forget. What is it? That's House of Representatives. Okay, the House of Representatives. Go down there, present it to the jackasses you work with, and let's get a bill, and then take it over to the Senate. You understand how it works? Yeah. Okay, go. Get out of here. Close the door on your way out.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening. Now, That really has nothing to do with what we're about to talk about. Oh, yes, it does. It has a lot to do with it. We're going to start out here with the U.S. Hispanics riled over immigrants' health care exclusion. I have to tell you something. This makes U.S. Hispanics brighter than the average American when it comes to the health care debate, because Hispanics apparently get the fact that there will be no immigrant health care in illegal immigrant health care in the health plan. They understand. They know that. That's something that the tax Tea Party jackasses, they haven't figured that one out yet, man. And we're going, it's getting late. We're burning daylight. So in other words, what I'm saying to a lot of you people, a bunch of Mexicans can figure it out and you can't? I'm kidding. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that is pretty humiliating. Man, why don't you shut up? No.
All right, look. President Barack Obama's signature battle to overhaul the United States' $2.5 trillion healthcare industry to extend coverage and lower costs for Americans has met fierce opposition from Republicans, but a move by Democrat backers to exclude 12 million illegal immigrants from buying health coverage and restrict the participation of authorized migrants has drawn the ire of U.S. Hispanics, a bloc that overwhelmingly turned out to vote for Obama in last year's election. A lot of people overwhelmingly voted for Obama in last year's election. A lot of blissed out jackasses, a lot of Starbucks intellectuals, a lot of people that were sucking balloons with nitrous oxide. In other words, a lot of people that were high. All kinds of people, man. Guys like Phil Hendry. I voted for Obama. It turns out, though, that Phil Hendry's the only cat that was actually listening to him. Oh, there's a few others. That guy wasn't elected 5 minutes, and we had a guy on our show who is, he'd written a blog about how Obama was suddenly like, what's going on, man? I thought you were a liberal. He was pissed off that Obama wasn't going to pull all the troops out tomorrow. He was pissed off that Obama wasn't going to immediately recognize every illegal in the country and give them all birthday cake. He was just all in a heap, Jack. And I said to him, why'd you vote for the guy?
Well, you know, I certainly understood.
Well, no, apparently you didn't, man.
What do you mean?
Well, I voted for him, and I knew he wasn't going to do any of that stuff. All right. Hispanic lawmakers and activists are riled by the bill pushed in the U.S. Senate by Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, a Montana Democrat, which denies illegal immigrants the option of buying health insurance. That's not just Max Baucus's bill, you jackballs. That's in the original H.R. 3200. Where you been, Tom Gaynor from Reuters? Which denies illegal immigrants the option to buy health insurance and places a 5-year wait period on legal immigrants before they can access health benefits. Now, if you're a legal resident of the United States of America, we already know that you are legally entitled to a certain access, shall we say, because you're paying taxes. If you are legally residing here and you're employed, and even if you're not employed, family members, you're entitled to certain public service. Max Baucus's bill puts a 5-year waiting period on legal immigrants. When we effectively bar the immigrant community from buying private insurance, we force them further into the shadows of our society, says Louis Gutierrez, an Illinois Democrat. This is a guy who is so lost, so utterly lost, and I can only hope that he's lost. If he's serious, if this guy really thinks that the American people, after this entire debate, are going to swallow health protection for illegal immigrants, he is as stupid as the day is long. And I'll tell you something else, Representative Gutierrez. You keep it up, man, and you'll kill this thing like you're sticking a bayonet through a baby in a cradle. Honest to God, go ahead, keep pushing it. You're gonna back guys like Phil Hendry off. I already told people, and I've said it on the show a million times, I support President Obama, but if I see him making any moves in Iraq or Afghanistan that mean that both of those countries are going to be delivered back into the hands of terrorists, or that both of those countries will be destabilized as a result, he's going to have a problem getting my support in 2012. I'm done with him. That's a big issue for me. Big. And if there's anything in that health bill that ensures illegal immigrants, that's another one. That's a deal breaker for me. See? Everybody should have deal breakers, right? Everybody should say, I will put up with this much, but if you pull that stunt, I'm done, I'm gone. And you put your elected representative on notice. So this guy Gutierrez doesn't get it. If he keeps pushing health coverage for illegal immigrants, he is going to kill any chance of a public health plan passing. Do I think that? I know it. Obama has so far been popular with U.S. Hispanics. His backing for comprehensive immigration reform, which seeks to allow millions of illegal immigrants in good standing a chance to pay fines and become citizens and learn to speak English, too, which I happen to think is particularly great about that plan, helped win him two-thirds of the Latino vote in last November's election. But activists say the push to exclude undocumented workers from paying for health care, even for their U.S.-born children, is testing support for Obama among Latinos. If you are a Latino and you are an American, you should, there's only one side you can be on. You do not support health insurance for illegal people. And I'll tell you why. It will destroy two things. It will destroy any chance of the bill passing. It will also destroy any chance of the pathway to citizenship idea from actually taking root and coming to be, which is give them a pathway to citizenship, pay a fine, go to the back of the line, learn English, and you will get in and you will become an American citizen. You'll kill it all. You'll kill it all if you keep pushing this immigration, illegal immigrant health insurance. I don't give a damn if they are paying for it, man. Do you understand that perception, as we say, is everything? Nobody is going to listen to you. And I don't care if they're paying for it anyway myself. They're not supposed to be in the country. If you are a Hispanic American and you really care about the illegal immigrant in this country receiving a pathway to citizenship and someday getting health insurance, do not support health insurance for illegals. You're crazy for one reason. It won't happen. And number two, you'll actually retard the effort. You will back it up 10 years. All right, let's listen before we go to our break here. Here is, well, conservatives are pointing to these comments by President Obama on Wednesday to suggest the president wants to offer health insurance to illegal immigrants by offering them amnesty. Now listen, and I'll have to explain this.
Even though I do not believe we can extend coverage to those who are here illegally, I also don't simply believe we can ignore the fact that our immigration system is broken. That's why I strongly support making sure folks who are here legally have access to affordable, quality health insurance under this plan, just like everybody else.
Legally.
And we certainly should not let this debate on health care, one that's so essential to Hispanic Americans and all Americans, get sidetracked by those looking to exploit divisions and kill reform at any cost. That's what they always try to do. If anything, this debate underscores the necessity of passing comprehensive immigration reform and resolving the issue of 12 million undocumented people living and working in this country
right.
Once and for all.
Right.
That's what I've said from the start. That's what I say tonight.
Legally in the country. Now, conservatives, because they're like progressives, they lie. Oh, sure, they lie. Both of them lie. That's why I hate them all, you know. Those bastards will take that and say, look, Obama wants insurance for illegals. You heard him. You heard what he said. Okay. We'll be back. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We throw an awful lot of stuff at you in this program. We want you to understand what's really happening as opposed to what some people want you to believe so that you'll be stupid enough to listen to them some more and make them a lot of money. And meanwhile, you won't be able to find your ass with both hands at the end of the day, and you'll just be more angry. Listen to what we're talking about on this show, and brother, you'll be okay. 877-876-PHIL. Up next, Ahmadinejad is still going on about the Holocaust being a myth, and Obama's refusing to meet him, too. Good for you, Mr. President. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number. We're going to get to some phone calls this segment of the show, but I wanted to mention that Ahmadinejad is due to speak at the United Nations. Obama has said he won't meet with him, and that for I'm just speaking for this citizen of the U.S. of A., this guy here, Hendry. That was a big one for me. After what happened in June, following the elections in Iran, I had said on the air, you guys may remember, what the hell am I listening to? Oh, it's a TV commercial or something.
Yeah, it's on CNN. It's like an elf or something.
Will you turn that crap down? I said on the air, Obama can't meet with this guy, can't sit down with him, can't break bread. I get it. I understand. You know, why don't we sit down? I get that. But when a public relations debacle, and let's just call it that, like the whole Green Revolution in June took place, you can't sit down with this guy. You can't sit down with a guy that says the Holocaust is a big fat joke. Now, he's been saying that, and it would have been possible to sit down and talk to the guy if he kept his big fat mouth shut and didn't make it any worse. But he today, which is the Jewish New Year, the start of the High Holy Days, it started tonight at sundown, and this guy's got a speech circulating about how the whole thing is one big happy fantasy. You cannot sit with this guy. And the people of Iran get it, man. Today, they were out in force. All right, let's go to a phone call. 877-876 over immigrant health exclusion. That's one thing. And, you know, Obama's stand on that is one thing. But Ahmadinejad's Holocaust myth comments, and people think that this guy, Obama's going to sit down and talk to that cat? Ain't going to happen, brother. It is going to happen. I don't know how many people are serious when they were voting for president of the United States, right? And they were talking about who they were going to support. That is, let's say, Democrats. And they said, we really like Obama because, you know what? He is going to break through the cowboy diplomacy of Bush. He's going to sit down and talk even to our enemies. My thinking was, all right, well, let's give it a shot. Well, you know, let's give it a shot. Oh, you're going to sell out of it? No, we're not selling out of it. Let's give it a shot. If they aren't doing anything so flamingly outrageous, let's give it a shot. If they aren't doing anything so insane, let's give it a shot. But when the guy sets the freaking hounds on people that are marching in the street because they think their election's a fraud, and he sets loose these guys that look like they came out of, you know, on the one hand, he had these cops that looked like they just came out of a, I don't know what, a ballet class. And then the next thing you know, they got the real hardcore Revolutionary Guard, and people are getting shot in the street, and there's video all over the world of the most unacceptable behavior. It's over. Forget it, Ahmadinejad. Whatever you thought, you know, and here's the other thing. People believed that if Obama said, I'm going to go and I'm going to sit down with a guy like Ahmadinejad, that Ahmadinejad would drop to his knees or whatever they do and praise Allah five times a day. It's all, oh, thank God, the American president, and they would be as happy as a pig in slop. The reaction worldwide to the president saying that he'd be willing to speak even to our enemies has been one big wet fart. They don't care. They don't care. Those cats in Cuba don't care. Ahmadinejad doesn't care. Not if it means he's got to back down off of his whatever the hell it is he believes, man. The tooth fairy or something. He doesn't care. The only guy that was feeling warm and fuzzy about it, perhaps, was the president himself. But even he isn't a complete idiot. So Ahmadinejad's going to be here in New York, and Obama said, I ain't talking to that scumbag. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad today saying the Holocaust is a lie.
The pretext for the creation of the Zionist regime is a lie, and indeed corrupt. A lie based on an unacceptable and fantastical claim. The occupation of the Palestinian land has no connection with the issue of Holocaust. Confronting this regime, standing up to the Zionist regime, is a national duty, as well as a duty to one's faith, religion, and Islam.
This guy's got, you know what he is. He's nothing. This guy is going to be a historic footnote. He's going to be another example of what not to do. If that's what he wants to be, that's what he's on his way to becoming. What not to be, what not to do, how not to lead. What not to wear, how not to shave. It's Ahmadinejad. He's right there next to all of history's failed leaders. Right now in Iran, much to the shock and the horror of a great many all over the world, people want a Western-style democracy. That puts even added emphasis on the missions that we have in Afghanistan and in Iraq. This is an opportunity America has. Now, you may ask yourself a very good question, and this is a good question. 50 years down the road, when we are no longer using Arab oil, what do we care? It's a good question. I would say that after all of the years of using Arab oil and all of the years of mucking around in Middle Eastern politics and all of the years of looking at the hassles the Israeli state has had to put up with at the hands of dirtbags like this, and knowing what the trend is anyway for the future, knowing what the future of mankind is anyway, America has started something in the Middle East that the people of Iran have picked up on, or if to be kind, the people of Iran always had that in their hearts, and the United States is now there physically getting it done. We don't have any choice, man. We don't leave Afghanistan, and we don't leave Iraq until a job's done, period. Boy, what timing, huh? Iran wants democracy. America pulls out of the region. There's a genius move. 877-876-PHIL. More on the Hispanics riled up over immigrant health care reform. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Our website is philhendryshow.com. What do we got there? Well, we got live streaming video each and every night of the show. You can see how frighteningly ugly, yet magnetic I am.
What is that supposed to mean? Is it gay or?
Yeah, that's right. It's gay, man. What an idiot. So anyway, you can check us out online at philhendryshow.com. You can also listen to live streaming audio, and you can download our audio the following day and watch on demand our video of the preceding night show, all there at philhendryshow.com. Our Friday night show, by the way, is posted on Monday mornings. I want to get back a little bit to this immigration health reform jazz, you know, this cat that's kicking around the idea that we ought to, you know, the Gutierrez dude who was kicking around the idea that, well, maybe we ought to, you know, insure illegals. This is a guy who has progressive credentials, and he's exactly the kind of progressive that's going to kill Obama's the entire program this guy's got. Exactly the kind of guy that's murdering Obama as he speaks. Exactly the kind of progressive that Obama don't need. And believe me when I tell you, he knows it. Here is Brian in San Antonio, Texas. Brian, what's going on tonight?
Not much, Phil. How you doing, man?
I'm good, thank you.
Love the show. Just tuned in to you down here, and, you know, uh-huh. I got to agree with you wholeheartedly on the fact that you got to get your news from all these different sources. I don't agree with you wholeheartedly, but then again, I don't agree with Rush and Hannity and Beck and all those guys, but you got to take your bits and pieces. Point I want to
What about Rachel? What about Rachel Maddow? You agree with her, right?
Oh, Lord. Her or him?
Oh, all right. Okay.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Point I'd like to make is, you said earlier that you were down with Obama because you were all for the sitting down and chatting game, and then you contradicted yourself and you said that you were proud of him for not talking.
No, not at all. Let me explain. No, not at all. Not at all. What I said was at the beginning of his presidency and during the campaign, I wasn't hung up as much as a lot of people on the idea of talking to some of these douchebags because I thought, hey, you know what? Might as well try everything. And if he does it in the way that he says he's going to do it, which is there's no preconditions, but there will be preparation. That means you don't tell them they got to do something. But what you do is you wait and you see how they respond to these overtures. However, one of the things that keeps you from talking to these guys is when they behave in such a reprehensible manner before the eyes of the world that it absolutely diminishes your country and your president when they sit down and meet with them. You can't do it. And such was the case in June with the Green Revolution, with the elections in Iran. That put everything on hold. It didn't even put it on hold in my book. I think it eliminates any chance that Obama should talk to this guy now. The way those people were treated, the whole world saw what happened in Iran. It delegitimized Ahmadinejad, at least it should in the eyes of Americans. And no American president, I think, should sit down with a dirtbag like that.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you, you know, completely. But, okay. You know, I just think that we're at a point in time where we need to identify who our true enemies are. And I think that is very, very evidently clear in what's happened in recently here in the past 3-4 years. And
I agree with you. But what if you were the president of the United States, and I said to you, you know, Brian, I got the word, Mr. President. If you go and talk to this guy Ahmadinejad, he may be open to pulling Hezbollah, backing them off there over around Israel. He may be open to a new dialogue and getting their asses out of there.
Like hell I will. I'll hold.
Okay, fine. I mean, I'm telling you, this is credible information, sir. It's very credible. The guy is changing. He's under a lot of pressure at home.
But it still does not resolve what has transpired in the past, and that's what the key is. You know, you have to be held accountable.
So you would ignore an opportunity. You would ignore an opportunity to take the heat off of Israel a little bit and diminish the terrorism in the Middle East because of what? On principle?
Well, I mean, if I knew I had the opportunity to talk, I might take a strategic airstrike, you know, wherever the location is. I mean, that was the whole issue right there.
A strategic airstrike against Ahmadinejad?
Sure, why not?
Oh, okay. Well, I could give you a million reasons, but I got to go. 877, why not? I just laid out to the guy. Anyway, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Dob in Phoenix. Dob, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Phil? First off, you're a big inspiration to everybody. I love your show, but that's not why I called. Anyways, I got a little bit of a situation hopefully you can help me out with. If you can't, maybe you can direct me to the right sources. I was born here in America, and I'm 23 years old. My dad and mom were born in Cabo St. Lucas. Moving on past that, I told my parents to come out here. You know, I haven't seen them in a long time. They came out here. They got a green card to basically be out here for 6 months. My mom was a nurse. My dad was doing...
You mean a visa? They got a work visa? A six-month green card?
A visa to come out to the United States of America, to Arizona, and basically work out here for 6 months straight. And they did a really good job and, you know, whatnot. Anyways, they were in a cab, and the cab had a missing headlight. And they were, like, 2 days past their, you know, expiration date or whatever on their visa. And they got pulled over by Scottsdale PD, and they got arrested. They were in jail for about, like, 6 days. They got deported back to Mexico. And I'm trying to figure out, like, my family means a lot to me. I mean, they mean the world to me. And, like, they're facing charges down here. I mean, I was on the Larry King Live show.
Wait, hold on. These cats are 2 days past the expiration of a visa, giving them permission in the country. They got arrested. Why? Because they were in a cab with a busted headlight. There's something missing here, man.
And it was just honestly busted.
Hold on for a minute, will you? What's the charge? What were they charged with?
They were charged for possession of marijuana, but they didn't do drugs. I swear to God, I promise you.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Eric. See you later, man. Good luck. 877-877, either that guy's kidding or, you know, you're on a fool's errand, my brother. They got charged with possession of marijuana, which basically means they committed a felony, maybe. I don't know what the laws are in the state of Arizona, and they're 2 days past the expiration of a visa, and they're in a cab with a busted headlight. Blow it out your ass. I mean, and I say that with all due respect. 877-876, you know what? I tell you what, Rick Sanchez just got the news.
But there is something that I got to tell you now.
And I think he wants to talk about it. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go over here to, I think we got Maria back here from Los Banos. Maria, what's on your mind tonight? Maria. Maria?
Yes?
You're on the air, and you have been for about 40 seconds, and we've been listening to you strangling that infant. And I have to tell you, I'm kidding, I'm joking. What is on your mind tonight, Maria?
Well, I'm an emergency physician, and find it odd that we're having discussions, our government is having discussions how to basically enslave an entire profession. Unless the government has an army of government employees who are physicians who are willing to provide this care, you know, this is an academic discussion because President Obama has implied dishonestly that because the AMA, which has only 17% of all practicing physicians in its membership, has caved for financial reasons to support his bill in return for the exclusive use of their billing codes, which is where they make their money, that somehow all physicians agree with his plan, and that's absolutely untrue.
Well, let's get back to your original comment about enslaving doctors. I mean, you do insurance work, don't you?
What does that mean, insurance work?
I'm asking you, do you take insurance? Are you a private physician, or what do you do?
I work in the emergency department. We do accept.
All right. Well, they take insurance there, right?
Right, and a lot of care is.
All right. So what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about requiring that physicians practice under a system that we have not agreed to do.
Wait a minute. You don't believe in taking insurance money?
Okay, insurance is a private interaction. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think you understand what you're talking about, because all we're talking about is insurance, whether it's provided by the government, by an exchange, or by the person's provider.
Okay, what the government is talking about is prepaid health care. That's not insurance. Insurance.
No, it is not. No, they are not. And you don't understand the bill at all.
Okay.
They're talking about insuring a government entity insuring people as opposed to an insurance agency. And we're talking about one segment of the prospective patient that you may have, as opposed to those who are privately insured by either a insurance company they can afford or one of the higher end insurance companies. But in no instance are these people not insured. So when you say to me you're forced to work under a system, you're already working under the system.
That is untrue, and I'm telling you.
So you're not working under an insurance system.
Stop practicing medicine.
Well, you don't represent. I don't believe you represent anybody. I think you don't
wrong.
Want the facts. You don't want the facts,
wrong.
Maria. All right, tell me what I've said that is wrong. Tell me what I have said that is wrong. The government's providing insurance that private providers won't. What is wrong with that, what I've just said?
It is wrong to take money from everyone in the population for the express purpose.
Oh, there we have the problem. All right.
Paid health care
I see.
For
uh-huh.
a small
okay.
segment.
Well, then it doesn't have anything to do with doctors being enslaved. It doesn't have anything to do with any of that. You just philosophically disagree with taxing people to provide insurance
no, it
for people.
Does. The government has a law and a penalty of criminal penalties that everyone presenting to the emergency department must be seen, and this care is uncompensated.
Do you have a Hippocratic oath that you observe?
Excuse me?
Do you have a Hippocratic oath that you took as a young physician?
And that oath is to take of the patients presenting to me. That is not to provide
right.
charity care under the form
yeah,
of the
yeah, well, it's against the law in many yes. states to deny. You realize that it's against the law in California, for instance, Maria, not to provide medical assistance to someone that needs that. You realize that. You'd go to
That's
jail.
Not, there is, it is not
You'd go
against
to,
law. You know,
it is absolutely
America.
Against the law to not provide vital medical assistance if you're a doctor to someone that is petitioning you for it.
That is
absolutely,
absolutely untrue. I think we very
so,
much
all right,
agree.
Fine, great. I tell you what I'll do is I don't have the time right now, but I'll find it in the California Code, and the next time somebody presents themselves with to you who is in a life-threatening situation and you decide to decline to help them, good luck.
That's not what you said. You know, if they present
No, that's exactly what I said.
That's what I said. There is a law that's a federal law that requires physicians and hospitals to provide care to anyone who presents in the emergency department. And this is care that the government has not put in its law to pay for the care. So, in effect, you are enslaving physicians.
I don't know where to begin with you. I don't know where to be. You do not know a thing about this bill. You don't know a thing. I don't know where to begin with you. I think you have willfully decided not to even read it.
Or misrepresenting the bill. You are grossly.
Maria, I've read it. Have you? I have read it. Have you?
Yes, I have. Absolutely.
Impossible for you to have read that bill and make the claims that you're making right now. Impossible.
Okay. My point of view, I have read the bill, and people need to read
as
it
I have.
And know
and
what,
when
what
you started
it.
Your comments here, you said that these doctors would be enslaved. I said to you, we're talking about insurance, and then you said to me, you are disagreeing with the notion that the government taxes people for health care. So you're moving around your position
insurance.
Here.
You're talking about prepaid health care, and you're calling it insurance. That is inaccurate.
Ma'am, first of all, it is not, quote unquote, if you want to call it prepaid, fine, but people present. It's like if I go to a hospital and I have insurance, you could call that prepaid if you want to. I have insurance. It's with Blue Cross. It's with my plan. If you'd like, you can call it prepaid. It's going to be paid for. All right. The same thing with a government option. The same thing with a health exchange.
It's
if you want to get into a some, oh yes, it most certainly is.
Between people,
it does. That's fine. And the government of the United States would provide a plan for those that can't afford it. But what you would like instead, what you would like instead is to continue.
$200 will require everyone to buy prepaid.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yes, exactly. Do you know why?
If you don't want to, you will be fined. That is insane.
Yes, exactly. Now, no, nobody's disagreeing with that. Yeah, nobody's disagreeing with that. You talked about enslaved doctors. Are you now saying we're all enslaved?
Well, if this government law passes, then yes, we will be enslaved. And that is
you wouldn't know what slavery. You wouldn't know slavery if they threw you in the gulag tomorrow. It is. It's an abomination and an obscenity for an American citizen to talk about slavery. You ought to be ashamed of yourself and read the bill and read the bill and understand what you're reading. People get taxed as opposed to having a health insurance company pass that expense on to you. Now, that's okay. But if they tax you, that's not. I'd rather they just stick it to me in the dead of night so that I wake up with blood in the sheets, not knowing who did it or why or when. That's much better than having the government say, tell you what, everybody gets insured. That way, maybe you won't have to pay as much. Maybe the guy who has the insurance, maybe he has to pay for it. Or I tell you what, we'll spread out the cost as we do with a whole lot of other public plans, options, infrastructure, etc., military support, freeways, you name it. We'll spread it out. Everybody gets insured and the price comes down. But to talk about slavery, I'm getting a little tired of that slavery, tyrannical stuff. The American citizen today is so fat and stupid and lazy, they are now invoking terms like tyranny, as if they wouldn't wet their pants and run away if they were faced with the same thing that the patriots of 1776 were faced with. And I exclude, by the way, our brave young men and women in Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm talking about these Tea Party jackasses. 877-876 Phil, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show at facebook.com/Phil Hendry. And our Twitter page is twitter.com/Real Phil Hendry. Head on over there if you'd like to. Here is Mary in San Antonio. Mary, what's going on tonight?
Hi, I was calling to comment on the proposed health care bill.
Yes, ma'am.
It appears to me that it's very similar to the current Medicare program, possibly. And is required to be offered by organizations.
You're talking
or companies
about the
based on
the public option,
based on their gross receipts, I guess.
The public option. Are you talking about?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I offered to individuals as well.
Right, individuals without coverage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know if anyone or if you're familiar with working with public health care plans, but they're very strict and they change their rules constantly. You almost have to have an army of people to keep up with regulation changes. And what bothers me, I guess, the most about health insurance per se is the fact that you pay for a service. Here, I'm just paying you to adjudicate my claims, you know, take care of these claims for me. I'm paying you a set fee to do it. I'm paying a portion, you know, like on the copay, you pay a portion of the visit to the physician, et cetera. Well, then they have the option to deny the claim. Well, Medicare has the option. You have no idea how many options they have to, if they don't.
I understand about Medicare has been
medically necessary.
Yeah, I get it. I understand that, but we have Medicare is being used by a lot of people as an example of a good thing or a bad thing. There isn't anybody who's, you know, informed that will tell you Medicare is a great, perfect system. One of the reasons why we're having this debate, ma'am, is so that we can get this kind of nonsense worked out of the system.
Yes, they have
so that we
could
don't.
They have too many rights. They have too many options to prosecute. innocent people trying to provide health care and submit claims and get paid for their services. If you don't do it just right, or you didn't get the memo saying they changed.
Well, you're talking about a system that we're looking to ultimately scrap because it doesn't work. You see?
Yes, I understand.
We're trying to find a way to provide health coverage for people. Excuse me?
Ways that people can comment on the bills when they're proposed or they're published on the Federal Register, but no one knows about that. If people knew how they could submit their private comments to these officials, you know, they do take them into consideration. I've submitted comments personally.
What do you mean about the current health HR 3200? Are you talking about what are you? Yeah, well, you're right. Contact your congressman. Yeah, contact your congressman. Thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to, we got a little bit of time. Adam, no, we don't have any time. Adam, hold on, brother. I'll get to you, man. I seriously doubt it. No, I'm kidding. We will get to you, man. I've only got about 30 seconds here. Coming up, the students falsely accused of gang rape at Hofstra University speak out. We'll take more of your calls on the health bill. We'll take more of your calls on Ahmadinejad. We'll take more of your calls on this particular comment. You know, it really, really shocked us, what happened to Rick? He's gone. Never mind. Or this one.
More than a million cases of chlamydia were reported in the U.S. during 2006.
Now that enough is to, as far as I'm concerned, mandate national health care. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.